is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Thank you, Megan, for letting us know what's happening out on the roadways for a final time. Just a quick note that as we've done in the past here on Monday Night Talk, we will, come August, we will have we're going to have up to six political forums that we will give our airtime to those political forums. Of course, those forums are moderated by our managing news editor, Christine James. Of course, I'll be sitting in on them somewhere. You would expect that, right, Peter?
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to say August 15th and 22nd. Those are the dates, I believe, that we are working on for some of the key political races that will be up for primaries. Now, what's kind of unusual here is that the gentleman who sits before me, I believe that you were going to be in a primary race, but I believe we got breaking news.
Well, I think it might have something to do with the power of your show.
The power of my show?
The fact that today I was supposed to appear in this show and news broke right before I came in. I have to attribute that to you because I don't know if I could attribute it to me.
Okay. That voice that you are hearing, it's attorney Brian
yes.
Cook? Okay. And Brian is running for the Plymouth Norfolk State Senate seat.
Yes, sir.
That's currently being held by Patrick O'Connor. He was able to secure it a couple of months ago as Mayor Bob Hedlund, who was then, he was state senator in January, stepped aside. And, of course, they had the process to fill the seat for now. But it's back up for grabs. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brian.
Sure. I grew up on the South Shore. I grew up in Weymouth. Went to grammar school, junior high and high school in Weymouth. And then went to Holy Cross to college and then Boston College to law school. I spent most of my misspent youth on the South Shore in hockey rinks, either in Weymouth or Cohasset Winter Gardens or in Pembroke or any of the rinks around. And the great part of that was made a lot of good friends on the South Shore who still live here. And hockey, to some extent, has given way a little bit to lacrosse on the South Shore, but still it's a 6 degrees of separation from almost anybody else on the South Shore you can usually find in a hockey player.
You get away with a lot in lacrosse these days. My nephews play lacrosse, and boy, you can accost somebody with one of those sticks and get away with it. I don't know how they do it.
Elegant violence. You know how the game started. It actually started by Native Americans as a war game, and has become a similar game on the South Shore because Duxbury, the town that I live in now, has become a powerhouse, and now Cohasset is coming on. Scituate has a great team, and Hingham beat Duxbury for the first time in 20 years this year, so there is a rivalry in that sport.
Now, you said you play hockey. Oh, you've played hockey. Do you still play?
Not as much as I used to. I actually built the bog down in Kingston, sort of as a tribute to the rink that I grew up in Weymouth, but we still skate on occasion.
Are you more of a forward, or are you more of a guy who likes to be back and protect the goalie?
I actually was a goalie.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy between the pipes, huh? That's a tough life.
I actually thought it was a fairly brave pursuit until I watched a lacrosse goalie. And the fact that they don't wear any equipment makes me think they may be a little higher on the, or maybe a little lower on the evolutionary scale.
I would think so. It's either that or a soccer goalie.
I changed my opinion of almost all sports this year when I went to the greatest sporting event I think I've ever attended, which was hurling, where people stand in something the size of a soccer net with something that looks like a wooden spoon that your mother would make brownies with, and they try to stop something that's harder than a hockey puck that they can kick, throw, or hit with the stick. And you probably won't be shocked to know that it began in Ireland.
I'm not shocked. Are you shocked, Peter?
Not shocked at all, no.
Now, what does the goalie have on, whoever the goalie or the netminder have for equipment, anything?
In hurling?
Yeah.
A wooden stick that looks like something that your mother would use to make brownies.
That's it.
The only equipment that he used.
They haven't upgraded after all these years.
I teach at LaSalle out in Newton. I teach sports law, and I brought my class to see the game. We sat behind the net, and I got hit twice. The ball hurts a lot.
Is it worse than a frozen puck?
Well, in those days, I could get out of the way. No, I'm not so much.
Not so much, okay. Yeah. So you like being a goalie, huh?
Yeah, it was sort of, well, there were a couple of reasons. One, because the game couldn't start till I got there. That was important for me. And secondly, you're sort of the center of attention, and that was fun, too.
Good to know. Definitely good to know. Why did you get involved with this particular race? What is it about this seat that is appealing?
Yeah, it is interesting. I had grown up in Weymouth and had worked for Senator Alan MacKinnon when Alan held the seat. And I had always thought about the possibility of getting involved in public service and running for the seat. But the time was never right, and then I got married, and the kids were at an age where I didn't want to take time away from them. And then after Alan, then Bill Golden took the job, and then Bob stepped in and had been there for 22 years, I believe. And so this seemed like a great opportunity to jump in. And I thought about taking a shot at the special, but as I looked at it, there just wasn't time to really understand the issues and get to know people and really understand things that mattered in the district. So I decided to use that time to meet with police officers and firefighters and teachers and municipal workers and just get a better feel for the issues that impacted the South Shore. And so now it seems like a great time to be in this race, and there's a lot of excitement going on.
Now, I think the time to turn in paperwork is over, correct? So yeah. If anybody who is going to be getting in on this race, it's said and done, right?
This would fall into that category of sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And I think this time I was lucky. Mm. Joan was is a terrific candidate, did an amazing job, only lost the seat by 1,000 votes, and really got a lot of people excited about her candidacy. Mm. And so now that she's decided to make the switch and go for the rep seat, it's a great loss to this race, but, you know, I certainly will support her and look forward to seeing her out there on the campaign trail. We enjoyed each other's company when we were both thinking about the Senate seat, and I look forward to spending more time with her.
Why, now, has she made it official? I mean, I saw what was sent out as far as the announcement. I would take it that that's from her camp, or is that just something from the State House media? What was that press release?
Yeah,
from?
I think it was both. I think her camp put that out. They changed her website.
Yep. Okay.
They indicated that she was making the move, although I don't believe she's made an official statement yet, but she has something coming that's planned. If it turns out that that was inaccurate or she decides to stay in the race, that would be terrific as well. Because as I said to people when they said, oh, you're running against Joan, I said, no, actually, I look at it more like I'm running with Joan, because we have a lot of the same beliefs and the same platforms and things that we care about. And the thought was that we were actually running against the person who had won the seat. And so whichever way Joan decides to go, I wish her the best of luck and certainly will support her in either event.
Did you have any initial second thoughts? I mean, when I looked at the race initially when she was up against Paul Gannon, and I looked, and I know Paul got out early and was campaigning early. And I want to say that Joan was the last, I don't want to say last minute, but it wasn't like her name was being mentioned a lot until it was time to have signatures, to have everything, you know, be on the ballot. And she beat him pretty handily. Any thoughts as to, before you jumped into this race, and going, oh, she handled somebody who was, you know, a politician, somebody who could get the vote out. Did you have any thoughts about
that? Yeah, no, that's a very good point. You know, it's interesting because I think the world of politics has changed. I think there was a time where you thought, I'm going to run on my record, I'm going to run on my background, I'm going to run on my education, I'm going to run on my family. And then you realize that the game has changed. We certainly have seen that with Mr. Trump this year, and it comes down to, can you capture people's attention? Are you saying something that they want to hear? Can you raise money? Can you organize? And Joan did a wonderful job organizing. Paul
definitely did.
Paul is a terrific attorney and a good selectman, and was a great candidate. And Joan really did an amazing job. And I thought about it, and I went back and forth, and I've never really been afraid of a fight. So I thought, might as well jump in and see what happens. And what I was thinking in the back of my mind was that Joan did a wonderful job waking up a lot of South Shore Democrats. We tend to wonder why the district is changing, and it has, more Republican than it was. But the other part of it was I knew that Weymouth in many ways was the real cornerstone of this seat. And having grown up in Weymouth and having my family has been in Weymouth since the 1600s, my great-granddad actually was the representative in Weymouth, the state rep. He ran for the Senate seat in 1905, lost by 7 votes. So my initial idea was just to get those 7 back and kind of make it even for the family. And then I decided to make the next jump and put both feet into the race. So it did, there was a little trepidation, but the thought process was, I grew up in Weymouth, I went to school in Weymouth, I stayed involved in Weymouth. Last year, actually, I was involved in 2 projects in Weymouth. One was to reopen the Fogg Library that my great-granddad had built, and I actually gave the town back the original deed that my great-grandfather had drafted. I gave it back to the town, which started the library. He was also involved with the creation of the South Shore Hospital, and then I got involved with the Legion Field opening. And it's sort of the classic case of don't volunteer or you'll get volunteered again. But the mayor asked me to help open the field, and we wound up bringing Malcolm Butler in. We brought in the Super Bowl trophy, and we put 10,000 people in the field to reopen Legion Field, which was an amazing event. So that sort of got me back into my Weymouth roots and stopping at Denley's and the Venetian on my way home.
Peter, so, did you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I mean, my family, a lot of my family's from Weymouth, so with Southfield now that they reinvented themselves.
Union
today,
Point.
In Union Point.
Up.
Exactly. I saw one of your platforms was transportation. What are we going to do about that corridor? I mean, we've got all these homes going into where the airbase used to be, and you can't get through between Hingham and the Split any special time of the day. It's getting to the point now where it's always dead stop.
It is a problem. You know, I was commenting to someone recently, I feel like we're held hostage on the South Shore to Route 3. It can be anywhere from 25 minutes to 2.5 hours, depending on what time of the day you hit or what else goes on. The commuter service out of Weymouth Landing and out of places in Hingham is spectacular.
Right.
And we need a couple of things. We need a more frequent commuter base. We need a more predictable schedule, and we probably need another set of tracks in order to make it work. But the other possibilities that we're looking at, when I first got out of college, I worked at Massport, and one of the things that I did was studied ferry systems. And if you see some of the ferry systems that go on in Vancouver and Seattle, there's no reason why we can't have a better ferry system on the South Shore.
Well, that's the case where you go down 3A and into that area, into Hingham, into the shipyard. You still have an infrastructure that's just a little bit too small to get all these cars into that area.
Peter, can I tell you what the problem is?
What's that?
People in Massachusetts don't know the definition of the word merge.
I know, exactly.
That's the problem.
Or roundabout.
People want to fight to get in front of the other cars. Yeah. People learned how to merge.
So you're working on that great word that we only pronounce on the South Shore as using your blinkers.
Yeah, blinker.
You got to use your blinker.
Your blinker. Yes. No, I think that's part of the problem. But yeah, we do have a degree of traffic that begins there right around the Derby Street exit, and when you're going from the 3 lanes down to 2. And should we ask him the toll road question? Dare we?
No.
No.
No. As a
you
service
sure?
as
He's
a
right here.
No, as a service provider, I do not want tolls.
All right, Again, we are speaking with Brian Cook, who's good to be here joining us.
Thank you.
He is running for the Plymouth Norfolk State Senate seat. So I'm kind of hearing, and I'm just hearing your conversation. It sounds as though that you are going to be successful in being on the November ballot. It sounds like the battle might be for Weymouth.
Well, I think that's true. I think that, we've been very, very lucky in getting involved with a number of wonderful people on the South Shore and many of the other towns, and Weymouth has always been my stronghold. I've run my high school reunions for the past 35, 40 years and continually meet with the same 400 or 500 people every few years. We're actually planning a 41st this year so we can use it for the campaign.
Okay.
But the thing that I think is most important about the South Shore issue, and the one that I'm probably the most focused on, is taking the South Shore and working very, very hard to unify it. To have Weymouth talk to Hingham, and Hingham work with Hull, and Hull work with Duxbury, and Norwell realize that there are tremendous benefits with working with Cohasset, because as 163,000 strong, we have some great power to go up to Beacon Hill and get our fair share. But if we continually to operate as eight separate communities, that could be more difficult. It is an amazing place to live, an amazing place to grow up, and one of the things I want to focus on is using my background as a business person and as a lawyer to focus on the things that matter to all of us, education, seniors, veterans, but the key to the whole thing is jobs and the economy. And Southfield, you just mentioned, is a wonderful opportunity. It's a blank piece of paper that we have to draw on and create something wonderful for the South Shore, and I think it can be. And that can be a possibility because we have an aging population. If we could find a way to keep some of our talent, some of the young people who now go into Hyde Park and Jamaica Plain and other places, if we keep them on the South Shore, we could attract businesses here that could continue to drive this environment.
I should ask you questions about issues, although I also know that you're a sports fan, and one of our small conversations that we've had is that you are a reoccurring guest or individual who appears on the Sports Exchange every Sunday with Mr. Bill Wilhelm and large crew that he assembles from 5 to 7 o'clock. More of a hockey guy, baseball guy?
Yeah, but, well, it's interesting. I grew up as a hockey player. I played soccer. I actually introduced soccer to Weymouth. Myself and a gentleman named Giovanni Pacini went to the school committee and told them that we wanted to start a soccer program, and they looked at us like we were communists because Weymouth was a football town. But they allowed us to start as a club. We were a JV my junior year, and I was the first captain my senior year, and now soccer is a huge part. And that's how I met Bill. My son played for Bill at Duxbury High School, and he's now a senior at Yale, still playing soccer, so we stayed in the soccer world. But that's been very exciting. But no, it's all sports. I represented professional athletes for almost 20 years. I've been involved in the creation of buildings and leagues and teams, and sports, I think, is the great distraction.
Well, it was leading me to my next question, if you were satisfied with the Bruins' moves in the offseason.
It is interesting. I think this defenseman they brought in is going to make a difference because he's sort of the big, bad Bruin model. He's a big, strong, tough guy.
David Backes?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's a throwback to when the Boston Garden was 25 feet shorter than every other rink in hockey, so you had big, strong, slow guys. And then when all the rinks were standardized, it changed the game for the Bruins. But I still think that's Bruins hockey. And when you miss the playoffs by a couple of points, one player can make a difference.
Okay. A website, if folks want to learn more about your campaign for state senate, knowing that you're not going to have a primary opponent at this particular, unless somebody has a writing campaign.
No, which is very exciting that we're looking forward to. You mentioned earlier your roots in Weymouth. My campaign manager is here, who is Susan Hobson, who is related to the humble one.
Ah, a lot of finger pointing going on. Who do you have here? So who is whom?
I have Susan Hobson here, who is my campaign manager and our communications director. Jesse Heffley, who comes to us with a Oklahoma accent.
I almost named them Amy and Emma, but I'm glad I didn't.
Now, Amy and Emma would be my wife and daughter.
Yeah,
and
I know that. I know very, how to read.
Very
I
nice
right
of
here.
You to...
But I wasn't sure. I thought one was Amy and one was Emma. And I was going to say, I'm glad you brought Amy and Emma, but I'm glad that you mentioned. So, yeah.
The website is cookforsenate.com.
All right.
And I thank you very much for allowing us to be with you, and I hope we get to return, and I may talk to Joan tonight and tell her to give you a call to come next week.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk, and I definitely appreciate you coming in.
Thanks very much.